Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. So today I want to talk about why I don't like 69. There, I said it. By the way, I have a little bit of a cold, so you're going to hear that. But I'm not into 69. And here's why. First of all, I love oral sex. I love giving it and I love receiving it. I take both of those two things very, very seriously. So let's start with receiving. I mean, if a guy knows what he's doing with oral sex, oh my God. Like, seriously, it's nothing compares. I mean, some things compare, but it's off the Richter. It's freaking cray cray how amazing that can feel when a man is, you know, using his warm mouth on you and licking and sucking and putting his fingers in you and stimulating your G-spot. I mean, it's like, it's amazing. So when that's happening, and if somebody's really good at it, I want to be able to give my full attention to that. I want my body and all of its senses 100% focused on what's going on. I want to fucking come. And I want to come that. I love coming that way. So I don't want it to be like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, have this great thing, but now I'm going to divert my attention with something else. No, I want to fully focus on what's going on, the amazing feelings, and just get totally, totally lost in it. So for me, a distraction from or anything that lessens that sensation because I'm focused on something else, you know, is not good. I am a really good multitasker, phenomenal multitasker. That is not something I want to multitask. No way, no how. Just get on me, focus on me, give it to me. Let me sit back and enjoy every delicious second of it. Now, when it comes to blowjobs, this is something I personally take very, very seriously. If you're going to suck a dick, you had better know what the fuck you're doing, and you had better be devoted to it like a religion. I do not mess around, and I have received some, you know, good compliments on my blowjobs, unsolicited. Just guys have told me over the years, like, wow, you know, I've gotten good compliments on my blowjobs. And I don't think that I have any super talented skills. Here's what I think I do really well is I pay it. First of all, I use the no hands free technique. There is a no hand that should be idle. No, that's bad. Second is you've got to, you know, pay attention to your partner and ask them, like, what do they like? Do you want your balls stroked, licked? Do you like, you know, some ass play? Do you like, what is it that you like? Do you like this kind of a stroke pattern? You know, I love to watch gay porn because, and these guys that are jacking these guys off and edging, I pay attention to that. If I like a guy and he happens to send me a jack off video, which I'm generally not that fond of, but I'm going to pay attention. Like, what's he doing to himself? What feels good? I don't just go in there and just try to, you know, use any old way. I want to know if I'm down there, I want it to knock your fucking socks off. I'm not about wasting my time. I want it to be an amazing experience for you. So I really ask questions, you know, I get to know what each guy really likes. And then I just go after it. So, you know, it's, you got to have the right pressure. You got to have the right, are you using one hand to stroke while you're got it in your mouth? Are you hands-free or hands-free with the, on the cock, with your mouth on the cock and you got your hands other places? Are you double fisting it? What are you doing? So anyhow, now if I was trying to do this, be focused, pay attention, and give you the best blowjob of your life, I guarantee you I could not do that while I'm distracted by you going down on me. I'm giving you a 50% blowjob. Does anybody want a 50% blowjob? I don't think so. No, that is not good. So I try my best just to keep the two worlds separate. Now, from time to time, somebody just jumps on you and initiates a 69. Fine. I'll roll with it. I don't say no, no, no. I don't want to do that. But it's really more my preference that, okay, I'm going to give you all this attention and then you're going to give it to me. Or how about me, me, me first? And then I'll reciprocate. So there's my judgment call on 69. I don't think it's a bad thing. I just feel like, you know, it's just something those two don't need to be combined. Let them stand on their own. They're perfectly fucking hot, wonderful, sexy, a turn on just in and of themselves. So there you go. Thanks for listening. And as usual, if you have any questions, you can email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.